Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley, your natural health care doctor, and we've been talking about what we need to do to get the body healthy, keep it healthy, and do it naturally. In my office, we've been talking about detoxing, and I know everybody rolls their eyes and says, oh my God, that was horrible last time I did a detox. Well, the detox that you did probably didn't go deep enough, first of all, and if you say it's horrible, you did the wrong detox. These detoxes aren't hard at all. Now, you might have a little discomfort, but that's usually gone within the first 2 or 3 days, and when I say discomfort, I mean you might have a little bit of a headache, you might feel a little tired, might be running to the restroom urinating a little bit more, but you shouldn't be running to the restroom with diarrhea or anything like that. What we want to do is we want to do the prep phase, and that usually takes about 4 to 6 weeks to get the person healthy enough so we can move into the body phase. The body phase, we want to clean up the kidneys, the intestinal tract, the liver. Those are things that are done on, we start with what we call the purification program. We get that going. Very easy to do. It's a total body detox. In some cases, that's all we have to do with the person, but other people may need to move on into what we call the brain phase. This is where we really get down into the cellular level and start cleaning up the cells. This is somebody that has a lot of toxins in their cells, and how do we know they have toxins? Well, we're doing a test. It's called, we actually do two tests, but one of them's called the Metaoxy test is what it is, and it's actually a urine test that we do, and it determines how much of your cells are inflamed or are breaking down. We got to make sure that the intestinal tract is moving. That's why we do the body phase first. We don't want toxins to get into the intestinal tract and be reabsorbed back into the body. Now, if you like what you hear and you want more information on this, we're going to talk about this and much, much more at my workshop. I got that coming up this Saturday. The workshop is totally free. The purpose of the workshop is to get the viewpoint on how we're going to get you healthy, keep you healthy, and do it naturally. It's coming up this Saturday. It's a morning workshop. It's at 10 a.m. It's the only workshop that I have scheduled right now. It's totally free. All you have to do is just call my office, 615-333-0056. That's 615-333-0056. Or you can go to my website, youralternativedoctor.com. What we're going to talk about at the workshop is a little bit more about toxins and cells and how they relate and how they distort your body. What do they do when too many toxins get filled up in the liver? What happens to the body? What happens if they get too much toxins around the adrenals? What happens if you get too much toxins around the thyroid? What happens to your body? What happens if women get too many toxins around their ovaries? What happens to the ovaries? So we'll go over all that. We're going to go over why you can't lose weight. And matter of fact, I have a little video on that. If you want to get that video, it's absolutely free. You have to text, like you'd put in where the phone number is, 44222. That's 44222. That's all you put in there. And you text the word lose it. L-O-S-E-I-T, lose it. This is for people that can't lose weight, having a hard time losing weight. Well, you're going to find out why. A doctor friend of mine, Dr. Pompa, he put this message together here for you. And if you like what he's saying about losing weight, then call my office, 615-333-0056, and sign up for the workshop. That's 615-333-0056. Sign up for the workshop or go to my website, youralternativedoctor.com. Right on the right-hand side, down at the bottom, it says Natural Healthcare Solutions Workshop, and you just click on that, fill out the registration page, and you're in. Now, I do need to get a head count because I can't have a lot of people in my office. I got a small office there, and I got to make sure that it's not too crowded. We want everybody to be comfortable. Also, at the workshop, I'll go around, do a survey, and I'll ask you what you'd like to get rid of, and we can talk about anything you'd like to talk about. I can customize this workshop to your needs, and we'll do that at the workshop. So they're all slightly different as we're going through this here. So that's 615-333-0056, or go to my website, youralternativedoctor.com. One last thing here. If you can't make it to the workshop, this is no substitute for the workshop, but we can do a symptom survey. So if you want to get a free symptom survey, you email me, my myfreehealthsurvey@gmail.com. That's myfreehealthsurvey@gmail.com. Put in your name and your number, and I will email you. I won't email it to you. I put in your name and your mailing address, and I will mail you the health survey. I cannot put it on my website. It's copyrighted, and they don't want it to become public domain. So this is between you and me, and when I get those, I'm the only one that actually sees them, and I will put together a protocol for you based on your symptoms. But that is no substitute for not coming to the workshop. You have to come to the workshop to get well, stay healthy, and do it naturally. The symptom survey is there to help you through the rough spots. Let's find out if we can lessen some of the symptoms there that you're having. But to get down to find out exactly what your priority is and what we need to do, you really need to come to the workshop and find out. All right. So we were talking about this high fructose corn syrup, which is in almost everything. And of course, it's made out of corn. So here's another reason not to use corn. And this is an area, if you're trying to stay away from corn, you have to stay away from the corn derivatives, which high fructose corn syrup would be. And what happens is the sweetener, which is the high fructose corn syrup, is linked from everything from obesity, which I agree 100% there. It accelerates bone loss. If you've ever been diagnosed with osteopenia or osteoporosis, you better be reading labels and staying away from this high fructose corn syrup. It's been around for years and years. It accelerates bone loss, and it increases the levels of triglycerides. Yeah, when somebody comes to my office, we're always looking at their triglycerides. It comes over on a lipid panel, which means a cholesterol panel, and we want those triglycerides 100 or below. Anything over 100 means there's too many carbohydrates or too much sugar in your diet. So if you're looking at a blood test and look at your triglycerides, if they're over 100, you need to change something in your diet. Let's see here. How does mercury get into high fructose corn syrup? Well, there's a thing called caustic soda. This caustic soda is used to separate the corn starch from the corn kernel. And there's actually still two plants in the United States that actually use this caustic soda, which has the mercury in there. Now, some of them have switched over, and not all of them, but some of them have switched over to mercury-free. I think they should all switch over to mercury-free. But they're still testing these products that use high fructose corn syrup, and they found it in ingredients from like Quaker Oats, from Hershey's, from Kraft, from Smucker's. They all had this high fructose corn syrup in there that had actually mercury in it. So read your labels. Don't buy anything with high fructose corn syrup in there. Is mercury dangerous? Well, mercury is one of the most dangerous elements and is accumulative, meaning that it does not pass easily out of the body. That's why we're talking about detox here. This is what we find in almost everybody is mercury. It's even more neurotoxic than arsenic. So it affects your nerves more than arsenic does. And arsenic is known as a poison. People that have chronic mercury poisoning, and this is something that doesn't get tested a lot in the medical profession for some reason. I don't know why they don't check for heavy metals. I check for it on everybody. We use a hair analysis to show us how much heavy metal's coming out. So here's a few things: anger, irritability, mood swings, mental confusion, memory loss, insomnia, chronic fatigue, headaches, indigestion, and tremors all come from that. Now, if you have any of those symptoms, or if you don't have any of those symptoms, you need to come to my workshop this Saturday at 10 a.m. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.